From the fine folks at City Pages, earlier this summer, Madison Lake Police Chief Dan Bundy was on vacation at Yellowstone National Park. Like many tourists from all over the globe, he was drawn to the park's natural splendor. The geysers, waterfalls, the hot springs. But something was not right on this sunny day in this beautiful place. As he sat among the other sightseers, he pulled out his phone and began... Creep shots? No, no, they weren't creep shots. No. That different story. That was the Carol Evans story. That's... No, it was not.
When you put the ball on the tee for yourself.
Yes, it's like, when I have to, it's like, well, that would be a good joke now. Well, I'll go with it. And then I'll say, no, it wasn't. He wasn't doing creep shots. That's called a joke. No, he opened up his phone and began to record a monologue. Oh, God. Zooming in on his nose and reflective sunglasses. Is he in Super Troopers? He speaks.
Yeah, what?
He speaks shenanigans. He speaks softly, confidently into the microphone.
So I'm sitting here at Yellowstone Park in the good old USA.
No, don't think that was actually his voice.
I kind of like that voice.
That one's painful to do. So I'm sitting here at Yellowstone Park in the good old USA, a proud veteran. He says, tipping his hat to display the American flag logo. And listen to the languages I hear. He turns the phone around like a periscope, taking in the chatter from some of the fellow tourists, talking and laughing near him. It's difficult to make out exactly what languages are being spoken before he fixes the camera back on his face. All I hear is blah, 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 blah. He says, fluttering his tongue in his mouth, he scoffs, "Wake up, America!" Bundy was not immediately available for comment, so we cannot know for sure if it was really, truly the first time he realized there are other people who speak other languages on the globe who travel to places like Yellowstone National Park to see the natural splendor. Does he think it's supposed to be, U.S. citizens only at national parks? Is it supposed to be white citizens only at national parks? I don't know. He needs to clarify. Bundy could say about the video happened is in his personal life rather than when he did on duty. His Yellowstone. Once again, you guys keep forgetting this. You're a police chief, and you're very vocal about in your private life about how you hate all those foreigners. Well, you're telling me you can clamp that down? Listen here, Johnny Moron. You don't sound like you can understand how tourist attractions work. What are all these people doing at Disney World? What are you all doing here? For God's sakes, you idiot. You're telling us that you can basically start mocking people who are foreigners in your private life, and that's not going to carry over into your personal life? Please. His Yellowstone monologue has since been taken down. The city of Madison Lake didn't respond to interview requests. Madison Lake City Administrator Kurt Kephart told KEYC that people should be cautious before calling Bundy a racist and that the police department has his full support. I should have to be cautious, okay? So, Brett, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Racist! All right, see, I was being cautious, I was careful, looking around. I have a right to a personal opinion. Seems pretty racist-y to me. I'm being cautious. I was being cautious, for goodness sakes. I gave myself a 5 count. Got to do some heavy lifting sometimes. since the person who tipped him off didn't identify themselves, he said, and since the video is not a city issue, they won't be delving into it further. All right. I got to tell you something. If I was in a city and I found out my police chief was actually putting out, videos where he's mocking foreigners, I would think that would be something you want to look into. Because even if it's, the whitest town in America, you have to understand that there, God forbid, a foreigner drive through your town. And what is your police chief going to do about that when that person is there? I mean, God, he's at the natural splendor of Yellowstone. And the only thing he can think about doing is doing my personal monologue about all these foreigners. By the way, I'll state the obvious. Dude, I hate to point it out to you, but probably some of those people were Native Americans, probably speaking traditional languages, and they were here first. White guy, just going to let you know. If someone's got an argument on this one, I'm going to give it to the Native Americans. Just going to let you know.